So we're the People's Empowerment Project.
And what's your name?
My name is Matthew Edge, and I'm the executive director at the People's Empowerment Project. And we're focused on getting the corrupting influence of money out of politics. Because as you know, or many people know, everyone wants to get money out of politics. There's not Republicans, Democrats, independents. This isn't a controversial issue. And so what we do is we fulfill that little niche of making connecting people, their interest for money out of politics, to want to get money out of politics, to the candidates that support it. So we run a Get Out the Vote operation to elect candidates like Bernie Sanders, who are strong on campaign finance reform. Hillary is saying the right things, talking the talk, but at the same time, she's getting huge donations from the fossil fuel industry, the war profiteers, Wall Street. And so as an advocacy organization, we have to pause and say, can we take her on her word? And I think it's negligent to assume that politicians are telling the truth. I think we need to start at saying, more likely than not, they're going to say whatever they need to say to get elected. So we try to look at the broader context of who they're supporting, where they're getting their money, what's their culture, what have they done, what's their MO, and Hillary has been supporting, when the coup happened in Honduras, she could have taken a hard stance and say, no, we're not going to do business with a military dictatorship. And she didn't. She said, oh, let's open up business. Let's do business. And she says that Henry Kissinger is one of her advisors. I mean, that guy should be in jail. He's a war criminal, in my opinion. And so we're at a real crossroads right now. Are we going to support Bernie, who is supported by small donations? He does no favors to anyone but the people. Over 6 million small contributions, or Hillary, who's getting huge amounts of money from Wall Street, etc. And a lot of people are voting for her because they think she's the safe one to beat the Republicans. And the facts just don't add up on that. The polls, a Reuters poll, Quinnipiac poll, basically every poll since July shows that Bernie is actually much better positioned to beat the Republicans. He polls way better against Donald Trump. If the election were held today, he would beat Donald Trump by about 18.5%, according to Reuters, where Hillary would be losing. And so all these Democrats out there who want to play it safe are unfortunately misguided in their support for Hillary Clinton, as per the polls. And it's because you have so many independents. These are the swing voters. They're going to make it or break who's the nominee. Those are the people that are supporting Bernie. Young people. These are the people who are wondering, are the millennials going to turn out en masse in this election? And Bernie has shown that he's gotten more votes than Donald Trump, more votes from young people than Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Kasich combined. And so that says he's going to bring out the youth if he is the nominee.
So is it largely young people who are part of this campaign for finance reform?
We've got all shapes and sizes of people. Our organization is largely young people. Sort of a mixed bag. But we've got a lot of young people who are just, are saying we don't buy it. We don't buy that a candidate's going to take all this money from these industries that are destroying our future, and then turn around and bite the hand that feeds them. And a lot of the mainstream media narrative is suggesting that young people are naive in supporting Bernie, and that they're disconnected with reality. But I think it couldn't be farther from the truth. I think it's far more naive. I'd say it's fantastical or delusional to think that Hillary is going to take all this money from these industries and it doesn't have an effect. Why would Wall Street, these are people whose job it is to invest, why would they make smart investments? Why would they be investing to the tune of over $18 million in lifetime contributions to Hillary Clinton if they didn't expect to get something in return? And for us to believe that doesn't have an effect on her policies is absurd. And so we don't endorse platforms, we don't endorse candidates per se, but we do say, hey, one candidate's going to be stronger on campaign finance reform than the other. We got to just stick it to the single issue, because that's how we maintain our objectivity in these races.
And how long has this organization been in existence?
We started in 2003, so this has been going on for over 13 years now.
And where are you based?
We're based up in the foothills of the Catskills, northern foothills of the Catskills, sort of on the border of Albany, Greene, and Schoharie County.
In a specific town? Or
Bern.
In Bern?
Yeah,
okay.
Bern, New York.
Okay.
Bern, for Bernie. Bern, New York, Bernie.
How fitting. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks for doing what you're doing. corporate media. I mean, the secret is for people to turn off the corporate media and listen to things like you. And I mean, as this election is as much about turning off the TV and tuning into independent media as anything. And we can't win it until people turn off the TV. So thank you for doing what you're doing.